always understand. But I know with the last of the year, we had fasted and prayed. And we was in this church. Hallelujah. Like something zipped down off of me and I stepped into something else. And I told God, I said, I believe I'm into something else. I believe I'm in a land that I don't know where I am. Hallelujah. I'm gonna have to be around like this for a little while. But you wait and see. God is going to bring you out and God is going to bring us out. So I said, I'll forget about all the saints they was praying. We Friday night, we had a short prayer. It was good. We really had a good prayer meeting. You know, it wasn't like we planned in our minds. But the Holy Spirit moved. And people left satisfied. And that's what it's all about. Praise the Lord. So as I was studying all the week in my book, I got about 4 or 5 pages where I'm studying on this thing. I'm going to bring the day I thought. And I'm going to preach this thing. I preached it in my sleep. I preached it when I was preaching it. Oh, I'm so happy. I said, ooh, Lord, let me get this. I'm going to just get this. And I just went back and I just got 4 or 5 pages back in front. So yesterday, I said, well, you know what? I'm so happy about this. I'm going to go back in Genesis and get to the last before I get to, you know, in the Exodus, before I get to what I'm going to preach. So I went back. And the Lord said, I said, now, Lord, you know what? I'm going to preach whatever you say. I'm getting to the place. I've been preaching up here long enough. I'm going to just do what you say. He said, okay, then get this. I said, I'm a teacher now. Lord, I got to go back now and write notes. You know, I cannot remember everything. You know this. You do understand that, right? So around 8 o'clock, I went to bed. The Lord told me to go back. He said, go back and look at Moses. I said, Moses? Because that's up to Joshua, right? So I went back. So I just started. Dad, I went to bed early. Like, no, Dad, no, I went to bed early. I was kind of feeling like something creeping up on me. I said, I'm going to give me some rest. I laid down, turned the radio on, and the brother Edmund said, and Moses? I said, okay. So I got here this morning, and the service just went. Just like I know the Holy Ghost does. I'm not a novice. It's small, but I'm not a novice. I've been at this since I was 14, teaching in Sunday schools inside of, you know, buildings and in the backyards and everywhere else, on the radio, everywhere else I could speak the word. But I'm telling you, I'm ready to do something new for God. God is doing something. I'm going to tell you now. I can't explain everything today. But I want you to stand on your feet. And I want to thank the Lord for you all. I hope y'all want to give me my appetite. Everybody stand up good. I say, wait a minute now, Lord. Wait. Amen. But then Bridget said, Mama, he'll give you as long as you know, with long life, he'll satisfy you and show you his salvation. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. I do praise the Lord. Father, I thank you. Most of all, I thank you for Jesus. And I think, and we can only imagine. We try to think, especially when we get older, we think, what is it going to be like when we see Jesus? What is it going to be like when we see those that we have left behind? We think about that, Lord. But right now, I'm thinking about how great you are. And I just want to thank you, praise the Lord, for everyone that's in this audience. Because I believe the things are not just done. I believe there's a reason for things. And so, Lord, I thank you for those that are here. And I thank you for those that will hear, H-E-A-R, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Because you are speaking to the church, God. How you're raising up a people that's going to be what you say. Pray, I love the way the lady, when my sister said, I am one of them. Praise the Lord. You know, we got to know that we're one of them. We got to know who we are now, Lord. We can't be thinking about who we are. We got to know who we are. And so I want to thank you, Lord. I thank you for this word, and I pray you would bless it, anoint me in the name of the Lord, because without the anointing, nothing happens. In Jesus' name I pray. Turn around and tell somebody, say, I'm looking forward to this message. Hallelujah. Pray for me. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to go over in Exodus. And I thought this morning, Well, I go back there and pray, but this morning I was back there writing notes. I say, one time I was back there, I was just so in prayer, and Jackie said, "Mama, you was in the war room this morning." I said, "I guess." But this morning, I think I was up this morning at 4 o'clock. I used to get up at 5. Everybody been doing it for years, years and years and years. But this morning, I got up a little early because I went to bed a little bit earlier. I was up at 4. Hey, was able to cook my roasted potatoes this morning. Got in the kitchen around 6. I've stayed in prayer about 4, 6, 2 or 3, 2 or 3 hours, or whatever. I was able to cook my roasted potatoes and a peach cobbler. Now, y'all don't say, now, y'all let that alone now. I'm so happy. I get silly when I'm happy. I'm just happy. I'm happy. I don't know about you. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy I can walk. I'm happy I can see. I'm happy I can talk. I'm happy I can move. I'm happy. Shoot, there's people that can't even get out of bed this morning. Hallelujah. It's people. I was talking to this lady next door. I met her at the store. I'm going to Exodus from the 3rd chapter. I met her at the store the other day, and she's moved, and now I heard that somebody had the ambulance in front of her husband's door, so I got to go over there after church and see, is her husband okay? You know what I'm saying? So you never know. If you sitting here looking pretty and all, I said looking cute and all, whatever hurting you, hey, you ain't in the hospital. You sitting. We ought to just praise God for where we are. I think we just ought to praise God. We just, you know, instead of complaining, we ought to just praise him. So I'm going to be skipping around how the Holy Spirit gave this to me. And I know this is God. I just really believe it's his. I'm going to go to Exodus. And it's very familiar. You heard it in Sunday school. I'm going to start at the 3rd verse of Exodus. And we're going to skip around. And Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight." I want you to keep up with this. I want you to ask the Lord to really help us to understand what he's saying. Do you know the word of God is what we, it says something. You go back over 50 dozen times and it says something. Every generation is good for every generation. And Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burnt." Now listen, when God started to move, you got to turn aside. I'm going to show you why. If you don't turn aside when God's moving, you're going to still be walking. You're going to still be walking if you don't turn aside. If something don't, when you turn aside to see what it is, you're going to still be out there walking. But see, you're here today, so you turned aside. When you heard the Spirit calling you, you answered. And when the Lord saw, listen to this, when the Lord saw that he turned aside, when he saw he turned aside, see, you read that, but you did something in there. When God saw him turn aside, then he said, God called unto him in the midst of the bush and called him Moses. And he said, "Here am I." Yeah, but you know, he said, "Here am I," but then hear the 6th verse. He said, number 6, moreover, he said, "I'm the Lord, the God, thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now listen, they had no written word at that time. Moses didn't have a written word. They hadn't wrote the 10 Commandments. There was nothing wrote. Fact the business, Moses wrote the Pentateuch, which is the 5 books. But here is Moses not understanding, hallelujah, even for his miracle, how he stayed alive miraculously. Somebody must have told him, said, you know, you ain't none of Pharaoh's daughter. He knew he wasn't Pharaoh's daughter. Because his mother nursed him. Do y'all know that? And I'm sure she told him, say, "Look, I'm your mother, but you can't tell her. Just keep your mouth shut," and all this kind of thing. Because when he killed this man, he was killing because he was, you remember? He killed the Egyptian. Come on now, somebody been to Sunday school now. And so he knew he was not of these people. You know, and then he might have heard that they found me in the river where the crocodiles and the snakes were. I'm telling you, God is something. Listen, it ain't nothing in your life that's too bad that God won't help us. I done got to the place. I said, Lord, I tell you, so much is going on in the world. They got so much of this and so many this and so much that. And man think he can solve this and he think he can solve that. And then somebody sent me a picture of this new tower they built. Did y'all know that in New York? This thing got an elevator that's up like so many. Y'all know anything about that? It's called the, did you look at it? I mean, it's to go zoop right to the top. The thing is tall, you know, listen, buildings, when people build tall buildings, the next one try to build another taller one. And the next one, the taller one. And so, you know that? Okay, tall buildings have something to do with something. And then he took him up here, and listen, so much technology, he just did something like this, and something came up on the glass. This here, now, what's the name of that building? Come on, Brother Mark, you stay up on this stuff. And then he mashed on a button on the window, and something else came up. Now, listen to this. He's standing at the top of a, I don't know how many feet. Did you remember? I don't forget. Looking down at the ground through a glass that he's standing on at the top of this building that we got in New York. Right down there by that zone where they hit them buildings. One World. It's a world thing. One World Communication Center or something. One World. Oh, you got it? So it's right. See there? She done went on her little thing and got it. One World Trade Center. Everything in it. All the technology. Where you came from. Listen, somebody was saying, you can't hide nothing now. If you put your Social Security number anywhere, they know you. You say, well, they know all my business. Yes, they do. Absolutely. You can go and find, it's a shame, but you can find out whatever anybody is. Y'all know that? So we need God to hide us in his pavilion. We need God. We don't need to have an aspirin every day to try to find out these folks going to take our names and stuff. I know you've been through, baby. But I'm telling you, we got to have the. I see we got to have God in everything. We got to have him supernaturally to hide us. We got to get out the point that he can't. God can do anything. You got to. Let me hear you say that. Let me hear you say that. Say it again. Say it again. I say, say it again. I say, say it again. I'm getting ready to believe that he can do anything. He can do anything but fail. We got to believe he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I'm ready to get crazy about this thing because God is who he say he is. Hallelujah. Listen, number 8. God said, I've seen the afflictions of my people. Now, I'm sitting back in this room. And all of a sudden, I saw the dream that this lady had. Sister Chelbon, that juices. You know, healthy. In a dream, she saw God's people. Hallelujah. I'm helping you. I'm not trying to offend you. She saw them all laying down, God's people, with shields. They were warriors. And they were laying on the ground. They had arthritis. They had cancer. She said she saw the names of all these diseases over the people's bodies. Why I see this stuff? I believe God let me know. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Say, whether they believe or not, preach it anyway. Tell about my goodness. Tell about who I am. Don't let them stop you. Just keep on telling it. And she said, the Lord told her, say, my people are oppressed. And when I read this, I said, Lord, you know, we're about in this shape here. He looked down, but I'm going to tell you something now. What? No, don't get scared. Because God is telling us, I've seen your oppression. I heard your voice. Revival center and you that are here, God heard your voice. God see you. He wouldn't have me to get up and do this if he didn't. And listen to what he said, number 8. Now, y'all, I wasn't writing it then, was it? Y'all, I got this on this piece of paper. He said, I come down to deliver them. What did Jesus tell us to pray? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. You got a chance to believe God for the supernatural. come out of. God is a supernatural God. God, I say, God is a supernatural God. And thank you, Jesus. Oh, she crazy. Yes, I am. Sure enough. Your cry, number 9. He said, see what I'm saying? Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel. And I think he's talking to us. It's come up unto me. I have also seen the oppression wherein the enemy oppress them. And I said, Lord, that is us. We're going back in there. Your people are being oppressed. They sick. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. I said, Lord, we need you. Send some Moses out here. Send some people you can to deliver your people, Lord. Come now, therefore. Listen. Now, let me tell you something. I love this word, come. Because he said, come unto me in that other scripture. And I'll give you rest. He said, come. Therefore, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. I call him the devil. What you call him? That you may bring forth my people out of Egypt. Y'all know the story. But I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go. I'm going to have to take you back to Sunday school this morning. Is that okay? Praise the Lord. Just get to be a little patient. You can be a little patient. Sit on your seat. Your stuff going to get ready when you get home. You going to, listen, they ain't going to be too crowded in them restaurants when you get there. And Moses said unto the Lord, you know, now I said, Lord, he come kicking and dragging, didn't he? I seen him dragging and kicking. Number 11, he helping me back there. Moses said unto God, who am I? Y'all seeing that? I should go unto Pharaoh, the devil. And I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. See, y'all looking at this. Why you think he put that down in here? There's a reason. I'm telling you. He said, and then the Lord said to him, say, certainly, I'll be with you. Then he said, Matthew, he was going to be with us even until the end of the world. He told us to go, and he said, nothing going to hurt you. Nothing going to hurt you. As Matthew, if you want to read 28, 19, and 20, he told us he would always be with us. And all this God did, listen, you talking about a God. Say, I know a God. Say, I know a God. Say, I know a God. I know a God. You talking about a God can do anything. Praise the Lord. I done studied something else. But this is what he gave me today. Just this morning. And y'all got up and verified it. I said, I'm on the right track. Yeah. He said, and I'm just, what I went through, I just went through and just picked out what I thought he said. He said, who am I that I should know? He kicking and dragging. And he said, I'll be with you, number 12. Then I went over into the second chapter of Exodus. Hell, I'm in the second chapter, ain't I? I'm in the chapter. Oh, I saw something in the second chapter that I want to read. That's what I did. See, you see, 224. I'm feeling good up here now. God heard their groanings. Listen. God hear us when we call. And look what he say. And he remembered his covenant. See, we need to know about covenants. Yeah, y'all, we need to preach on covenants. We need to understand God don't break covenants like we do. Well, I'm getting into that. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. I believe God is looking down on his people, that I do. I believe he's looking down on, I do. And I believe he's having respect unto us. I believe God is going to, all you've been waiting on. Listen, all us waiting on something. I get up here and preach, but I'm waiting on something. You waiting on something. Hallelujah. And we don't, you know, we don't have took care of ourselves. We got this, we got that. And all of because of us. It ain't none of God. People don't want to say that, but it's the truth. You know it's the truth. You don't get enough rest or something you done that. You know, that we mess ourselves up. You know what I'm saying? And then we get sick. Now, she said she was born with that. Then we get sick. But he's so good. But, you know, this trial, this time, Didi can verify this. He can verify this. And I told Gwen many months ago, this thing gonna click. It clicked. But you know why it clicked? Because it's something you got to do. I ain't changing the message now. Something we got to do. And you don't need to cry out to God. Now, if you got diabetes, you know what to do with that. But I love pork. I got to have me some. I'll just eat a little piece of bacon. And I'll just eat a little piece of this. Come on now. But you got a body. Suppose you say, well, I just love Coca-Cola. And you go pour it in your VMW car. Supposed to go. Children of God, it's something we have to do. I said something we have to do. And the Lord done told us that, and we done prayed and prayed, and I said, come on, now, I ain't gonna call no names. And we done prayed. I believe in healing. I came through a time when God healed. I'm from the old school, Pentecostal school. I seen people come, I seen a little baby they brought back to life. I've seen people heal. God has healed me so many times I can't write it down. When people run to the hospital, I just run to God and he'd heal me. So that's why I can preach. Hallelujah. But I know now I'm praying about something. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, stop eating sugar. I'll tell you what he told me. He said, sugar, and I told the saints, it's like kerosene you pour on a fire, especially if you got diabetes and stuff. Sugar, it's like you taking some kerosene and pouring on it. Take it or whatever. You know, it's not easy. But God has come down to deliver us. It ain't going to be no vippity-voppity-boo in every case. It's going to be what you do. Especially you that's been sitting in church for 40 years. You know what this is going to be? You're going to get mad. Because there's going to be some people. Ain't never been to church. Come right in and walk right out. But God knows. And you can't tell him what to do. He's sovereign. You can't tell God what to do. He says, so I've seen the oppression. Oh, I'm getting to it, what I really feel in my heart. I've seen the oppression of the children. These are my people. This is my son, he called. Didn't he say? Do you remember what scripture said? He's my son. Hallelujah. He said, number 3:13, he said, when I go to these people, because he makes excuse after excuse. You know how we do. You know, I need to preach on that one day. I'll be up here all day, though. Hallelujah. Let me go back a little bit. He said, number 10, come now, therefore, and I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. I've seen them. I know what they're doing to them. I've seen that they need me. Praise the Lord. So, but I'm going to send you. And when you say, why couldn't God go? He is going to be going through you. Hello? The world needs deliverance, but the deliverance got to come through God's people. I ain't heard nothing with that. I'm tired. God got to know I work. Everybody tired. He said, I'm going to send you unto Pharaoh that you may bring forth my people. Am I in the 3? And Moses said unto God, poor Moses, who am I? I mean, who am I? I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. I mean, who am I? And he said, I'm going to be with you. Then he goes on down and he keep on talking to Moses, you know. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the Lord your God and your fathers have sent me unto you. And they said to me, well, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses. And I'm telling you, this changed my life. He said, I am. I'm that. I'm that you need. This morning he said, I am that you need, Celeste. Celeste, I'm what you need. I am, he said, I am, that's who I am. I'm what you need. If you need healing, I'm that. If you need, y'all looking for some husband, you women, I'm that. I'm everything you need, I'm that. I'm your healing. I'm your deliverer. I'm everything you need. I'm your water when you're thirsty. Hallelujah. When you get hungry, I'm that too. I'm that. I'm everything. And he said, just go and tell them I am. Now, boy, I tell you, I preached this before, but I'm telling you, in my heart, it just dropped. I said, you know, my brother, you understand, Brother Mark, you know what happens. It just dropped in. I said, Lord, please help me to believe what you say. Help me to believe that you are everything that I need. Because, it's hard waiting on the Lord sometimes. It's hard when you're waiting. Right now, people are waiting. But I just believe God has seen our groanings. God has seen where you are, and I believe he's going to come down and deliver you. I believe he's come down to deliver you. I believe he's going to bring you out. I believe that dream you had, you ran, you're going to run. I believe that God is doing things. I'm telling you, I just believe it. I do. I believe it. So God said, God, should I go? Should I go somewhere? Well, I did. I obeyed. Because any of you going to the doctor, you ain't going to be able to tell you to do. So I went and I got whatever you call it. They said I had a pinch of nerve up here where my hand's doing what it's doing. And they went all around my neck. Now here it is. Y'all getting ready to laugh or getting ready to throw me out. I could not understand how she x-rayed me and she running behind something. I ain't crazy. I said, wait a minute now. I know when I go get an x-ray, the doctors that x-ray me, they behind something else. So this junk couldn't be too good for me. See how crazy I am? But I went on 5 things. And every time she said, hold it now, she run behind the thing. Well, the thing is about that. Well, how come the thing couldn't be up there? Shoot. And then she said, just a minute. 5 times she ran behind, from here to there. Yeah, she ran behind something. And I thought, I said, where is she? What is going on? Y'all ain't gonna like that. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, go. I'm not saying to the doctors, God gave doctors wisdom. But now I'm getting ready to bust your bubble now. You know why God gave doctors wisdom to do that? Because he knew we wouldn't have the faith to believe him like we should. So he gave us doctors. Now you can shake your head and say, she crazy. Show me something else. Show me a doctor that the children of yours were 40 years that they went to. They didn't have no stores. This is the plan that God has to show you what he can do for you and for me if we believe him, if we trust him, if we just stay with him and believe. I'm not telling you now. I'm not trying to give you no instructions. But I'll just tell you what the Lord showed me. He said for 40 years I fed him. Didn't have no doctor. He had no grocery stores. They ain't had no Macy's. They couldn't go to Snooks. They couldn't go to Save-A-Lot. I fed them. I am God. I'm just myself. If I could get somebody to believe it, I'd get somebody to believe it. But you know, if you believe, people going to say you crazy. So I beat them before I say I'm crazy. I just beat them. I go before. Shoot. Amen. Say, why don't you do this and that? I remember years ago, Dad, we was living up on the hill, and my sinuses was rotting in my head. I was so sick. Children, I was sick. I'm telling you, I was sick. My sinuses was rotting. I could just, when I do like this, I spit out this awful smelling, junky stuff. But I said, Lord, I got to wait on you. I just got to wait, but I'm crazy. You know, I've been crazy a long time. I went to Venture. They were out there. I walked into the store. Daddy took me out. He felt so sorry for me, honey. I said, and I walked, and I walked. And all about 2 o'clock, something hit my head. I said, woo, somebody praying for me. Listen, when God touch you through the day to pray, pray. Because somebody needs you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who prayed for me, but I'm telling you, So I went to church, and I'm hitting my crazy self up there. We was taking the sacrament. This has been years ago. But I believe that the sacrament will heal you. And so I was telling the lady to go behind. I said, no, I want to take the sacrament. I want to take it. So Deb, you don't feel? No, I don't. I don't. And when I took the sacrament, all things are possible. If you believe. God, heal me. All things are possible. All things are possible. So how can I not believe him? You know, if he's been doing this, how can I not believe him? You know what I'm saying? I told the Lord, I said, you know, I ain't went to the doctor so long, I got shame. Because everybody, and I was telling one of the sisters, I said, I don't go to, which he said, well, Sister Dave, God gonna let you know when to go. I was 70 years old before I went. 70. And that, you know, I'm saying, I had my babies at the hospital, the last ones. I'm gonna tell you what the first one was born. Was you born in the hospital, Gwen? All right. God has been with me a long time. Children of God, God remembered his covenant. He know his name. And number 15, he says, I'm the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Just tell them that this is the God that sent you. And this is my name. Listen. Forever. Say forever. For this is my memorial to all generations. Say all. Say for all. Are you proud that all generations? For all. This is my covenant that I will say to all generations. I kind of feel like I'm in on that. That's my name forever. I said, it's my name. And he just tried all through this book. I've read this book so many times. But he tried, he said, table, get all the elders together and all your elders, y'all all go up there. And you just go up there and tell the man what I'm saying. He did everything he could. You know, I don't want God to have to argue with me no more to tell me what to do. He told me, say, they'll hearken to you. But the Bible said that didn't happen. He said, after what all that he tried to do for Moses, Moses finally decided. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He finally decided. And the Bible say afterward, number 5, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh. They went in. But God had told him to get all the elders together. Say, well, just get all the elders of every tribe. He had their chosen elders. And y'all all go up there. But they didn't. Afterward, he said, Moses and Aaron went. Nobody tells that part of that story. But you know, you need to. And look, y'all stop believing what other people writing the junk. You know, you can't hardly look at it because they never tell it all right. You know, like he both been in love with some woman. How they know? Putting all this mess in there. Praise the Lord. God is who he say he is. He's a healer. He is a deliverer. He can do anything. And he told me this morning to tell you so. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you. I hope I do good. You know, I did preach that pretty good, didn't I? Hope I can do as well next Sunday because that's what I studied. Now next Sunday, so I may give up. Go and praise the Lord. All I see is that God want to be our God.
Yes, that's right.
He wants to be our God. And when you come to the house of the Lord, pray, pray, sing with all your heart. Because he deserves it.
Right.
He deserves the glory.
Yes.
And the praise.
Yes.
And if he kept you out of sin all week, you really ought to shout.
Hallelujah.
He kept your mind out the gutter, you ought to shout. If he gave you some time to stand up and say no to sin, you ought to shout. Because it's God that does these things. Because the devil is always out there, because you can do this. It ain't going to hurt you to do a little bit of this. A little bit of that. A little bit of this. But I notice when you get the bit, you're going to be in a mess. All the bits you add. I was telling somebody in my dreams, I said, honey, hold on to what you got. If it was good 20 years ago, hold to it. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I don't care how they dress. If they was dressing when you got saved 40 years ago, you stay there. No, I ain't changed. I'm still Celeste. You see me, I'm going to be just like this. I ain't got to hide from nobody. Because what God did for me 40 years ago, I have to question it sometimes. What am I behind? Help me, Lord. But let me tell you something. It depends on what you want. You know, it's a pen. Listen, I will tell you a little excerpt from next Sunday. Joshua, he had two armies. There was one in the front, right? They were the fighting men. And then the trumpets, and then the Ark of the Covenant, and then there were people back there. They were fighters too. Yes. So it depends on where you want to be. I just happen to want to be up there. Shoot. If it's possible. I say it's possible. I like to be up there. Y'all didn't catch that. Okay. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that God is still the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is still a covenant-keeping God. God can still, it's changed a little bit, you know, but you know, if you read it and you kind of put the newer things in it, it makes sense. You know, it makes sense, you know what I mean? It really ain't changed that much. It really ain't. Because, see, people think God is a Santa Claus, but one of these days they're going to know he's God. You know, they think, well, Lord, give me this. But what you giving? What are you giving? God has taught us so much. I know this month has been good for me. What about y'all? I enjoyed this. Well, we fasted in our church. We fasted and prayed this month. And it has really helped me. Yeah, you said, yeah, I'm going to be helped till I get there. Yeah, I don't never think I know everything. Come on now. We got to be helped till we get there. And I know, I said, Lord, there's one thing he put in my heart. He said, man can't live by bread alone. You have to live by some of the word. The one that's got a period on the end. The one that's got a comma between it. He say, every word. I hear people say, don't take all that. No, I take all that and more. You see where we are? I say, you see where we are? I tell you what you do. Now, I'm not going to try to offend you. Go get somebody out of your church and ask them, say, have you been born again? Don't say if you're saved. Say, have you been born again? And come back and tell me what they say. Now, don't get the one you know. I ain't talking about them folks. People sit in the churches. It's a shame. Let me tell you this one thing, and I'm going to let you go. We were shopping for furniture. I don't know if Bridget was with me. We was at one of these furniture stores. And I had been going in this store looking because we was getting ready to move, I think, and I was buying some furniture from a new house. Oh, this lady was so happy. Oh, she's praised the Lord. She was going on, so praise the Lord. I said, well, praise the Lord. I forgot her name, a little blonde lady. And so we stepped up something, so I was praying about her. You know, I ain't asking God nothing particular, you know what I'm saying? And so I went by, I said, hi, honey. And she was my, you know, what the person that had taken my tickets and stuff. And so we sit on the end of a bed. And I said, and I'm just thinking who she say. And she started crying. She said, I'm so burdened. I don't understand none of this stuff. And I looked at her, I said, pardon? She didn't even understand how to be saved. Yet she was in the choir. In the church. This happened to you, I'm telling you. You talk to enough people, you find out that they just as out on left field as they can be. And I talked to her, you know, she told me what church she belonged to, which I knew about none of your business. She told me what church she belonged to. The pastor is a beautiful teacher. I went there before. But you know, it's up to you. Somebody got a Bible? Hold it up. Hold up your Bible. Let me see y'all that can read. We ain't got to start no classes for reading. He expect for you to do it. He said to study, to show yourself approved unto God. So we need to go back home and say, Lord, how much of the word do we know? It don't mean you got to know every scripture in the Bible, but you should know enough to tell somebody about what's in you. You should know some. Familiar scriptures. I don't know them all. In fact, I'd be forgetting some of them now. I said, oh, God, praise the Lord. But I've learned this. It's the word of God. He said, his covenant was wrote in a word, wasn't it? It was wrote down. He wrote the covenant on. And see, long as nothing is writ, then it can't come again. If they don't have a law that's wrote down, they cannot put you in jail for something. They have to make a law. You understand what I'm saying? A written law. It's got to be wrote. And that's why God wrote the Ten Commandments. Then after he wrote the Ten Commandments, he expect for them to keep it because now they got something they can read. Hello? Where you stand? See, I didn't keep it that long. Hallelujah. So, Allison, Gwen, your mother-in-law, loves you truly, and your grandmother-in-law, and all your sisters-in-laws, and your cousins-in-laws. We love you. I want you to come, and we want to pray for you. I'm going to ask God for what you want, because I found this out. I've ministered a long time in my years, and for whatever you want God to do for you.